Today, we asked you guys to ask us anything, and well, it might have been a mistake.
Hello!
Man, what's good, man?
Pretty good day. We're starting off bright and early here. Beautiful day.
It's 12:45 p.m.
The podcast birds are singing. I mean, anybody could be listening to this at any time. And what's important is the podcast birds and bees are tweeting and a being for
yes.
What the bees do, buzzing. So this is a pretty simple one. We're just going to answer some questions we've been asked. It's been a while since we've done something like this.
Dude, over a year. It's been a really long time.
Has it?
Can I be fully transparent?
Yeah, go ahead. Holy shit, dude. I thought you meant like honest. Wow, that is... How the fuck did you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, you could talk? I thought that shit was going to like erase your ability to talk.
No, I mean, I'm still here.
Okay. What were you going to say?
I really like Fantastic Four. Invisible Woman's like one of my favorite characters. So,
I can see why. Or I can't see why, I guess. And, sorry.
You know how like podcasters have like all the time in the world? They don't really be doing anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I've been spending my time in a lab and I finally found a serum that can actually make me invisible. So,
yeah. I mean, congratulations. And the fact that you can activate it on just willpower.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a fucking superpower, dude. Like, you, why are you podcasting? You could be saving lives.
You know what I mean?
I could actually see you shrug, even though I couldn't see that shit. Like, that was a really good sound effect.
I should probably come back though, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you want to remit, because we do have a video podcast here to worry about.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Hang on.
Audio listeners, he was actually like gone.
All right. So,
wow, dude, that was plus fucking aura, man. That shit was insane.
I really like Invisible Woman.
Invisible Women, all women really. We support here on the channel.
We do love women. Anyway.
What were we talking about?
Kabuchiki. Am I saying that right?
Kabuchiki. That's how I would say it.
There you go.
This is our first question. We're starting off with Kabuchiki.
Yeah. We asked you guys to ask us questions, so let's have some fun and let's answer a bunch of questions. Have you guys considered doing a DBZ abridged series, either the movies or the show, preferably both, eyes emoji? I know you've said you both are pretty unfamiliar with it, but I feel like y'all would love it. Plus, it would be really funny to watch knowing both of your senses of humor. No.
I mean, it would be kind of weird. I mean, it's something I wouldn't be against.
No, I'm not against it.
I'm not against it. It would just be a little weird because, you know, we're watching Dragon Ball and then we're watching their stuff. So we're kind of ripping their whole flow. But
here's the thing with the bridge, because obviously this has come up for me a lot. I've always been under the understanding that a lot of people over at like Toei and anyone involved with the official product don't really like abridged that much. And so in my earlier years, I was always afraid to like even remotely affiliate with it because I was just like, oh, man, like, am I going to.
You were always a company sellout first and foremost.
Yeah. Yeah. No, not just scary. Like, I mean, now it's kind of whatever. But like when you're so new to everything and like. You know, there's so many different little idiosyncrasies about YouTube. Like, I remember I one of the things about YouTube that I was told was like, you got to upload daily. You know, like there's a literal like metric on the back end that if it notices that you missed a day of uploading, like you immediately get put like negative points on your channel and you start getting suppressed.
Negative
points. I'm not kidding. That was like a thing I was told.
I mean, I get it. I mean, I understand that.
So it's like all these little like, you know, almost urban legends of YouTube. And so one of them specifically I was told was like, you probably wouldn't want to touch abridged. And then that just kind of stuck with me. I've never really did it. And the other thing too, I don't know, man. You didn't really watch abridged, right?
No, I didn't watch abridged, but not because...
I've seen scenes.
I've seen scenes too. I've seen like stuff because again,
like funny moment compilation or something.
The
like.
Reason, and again, it's no disrespect. I've said this numerous times, so I'll keep the glaze short. No disrespect to them. I think it's awesome they built an abridged series that people love and talk about that much. Like that is really cool
to this
and
day. I mean, it's been off
even
for
though
years.
I don't watch, I am sad they didn't just finish the show out. Like come on, man. Like I would have just.
But again, why did they not finish it?
Well, yeah, because they were getting fucking reamed over
exactly.
The coals, probably. But I didn't watch it because I was a Dragon Ball Z guy. So everybody would come to me and go, you got to watch the abridged, bro. You got to watch the abridged. And then they'd show me and I was just like, this is not Dragon Ball Z, guys. Like, what do we do? And I was like, well, you got to watch Dragon Ball Z now. And they were like, no, I'm not watching that shit. And I was like, no.
Damn, a bridge is my Dragon Ball.
Damn you, a bridge. That was a kid in me, obviously. I don't feel that way anymore. But, you know, they have some funny moments. I'd like to react to a best of. You'll see what they got going on. I really wouldn't mind it.
I think it's so funny that we've been asked, and there might be even more questions in here about doing like these series. Like somebody asked if we would do a Naruto series, a Naruto rewatch series. I'm like, guys, we're probably not doing like
a rewatch.
Yeah.
I just want to talk, like, you know what I want to do instead of watching? Well, I think it's just got to be current, you know, current is pretty big. And also, you just did all of Naruto. Like, that shit old hat now. Like, we missed our chance.
Dude.
If we would have done a manga breakdown, like well, maybe not. But that could have been cool. It could have been something.
I mean, I still would love to do something with Naruto. I'm still not.
We should do Naruto movie. I like doing movies. Like, we should watch a Naruto.
I would be so down for that. There are some that look. Anything about that.
One of my most normie tweets of all time that did, like, really well. Was the Naruto movie that just, it's beautifully animated. It just looks like an indie art house film. And then fucking Naruto Uzumaki comes running into the scene. That shit, the format of the tweet was like, you won't believe who comes running in at 13 seconds.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I normie baited it. I got the likes. I got the hee-hees.
The movies aren't canon, right?
Fuck no. It's anime movie syndrome. It's like.
Are they pretty? They're pretty though?
I mean, yeah, they look good. Yeah. Some of them. And they have cool Rock Lee moments. I'm thinking of one specific movie. Literally one specific movie that looks good and has Rock Lee in it.
Is the Boruto movie good?
Which one? Like the Boruto movie? I mean, it's good.
Boruto. Am I saying it wrong? My bad.
What? No, what'd you say? I
was Boruto.
I mean, I guess it's a little wrong, but it's fine.
Boruto.
Anyway, bro, we've been on question one of this for like 20 fucking minutes.
Yeah, okay. So, anyways.
Kabuchiki, to answer your question.
Yeah.
I'd be maybe. Down. Nano said, fuck you.
Sorry. There's no way we're watching the entire series.
The entire thing? No.
That's not happening.
Not.
But no. Like a best of, or maybe like even a few, possibly, yes. And just for clarity, it's not like, I don't thought I made the corporate joke. It's not like I was trying to like, you know, lick their boots. I was just scared for my fucking channel.
You weren't trying to lick their boots. You were trying to like get your whole fucking mouth around that shit. Like you were trying to like make intimate, like get a little intimate with it.
You know,
I'm aware. Yeah,
I ain't got my mouth is just not big enough for that. You know,
no, like you gotta be able to unhinge. You gotta be a real eater, bro. And
yeah, I guess I'm not.
Yeah, we haven't even had lunch yet.
That's not fair. Anyway, cheese enthusiast, what is y'all's best video game accomplishment? For example, like a speedrunner or competitive moment.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm getting tired of talking about mine because it's not even that cool. I wish I had a better one.
What is bro gonna say?
It once again is going to come down to Vidmaster, Halo 3, ODST, the firefight Vidmaster.
Okay, well, he's never said this on the podcast, so.
I definitely have. I talk about this all the fucking time whenever people bring up gamer moments.
Can a key moments historian please fill me in? I've never heard this, but go ahead.
Okay, so it's Vidmaster are the series of challenges you need to get Hayabusa armor in Halo 3. Very, very soft.
Oh, God, this again.
Very hard. No, it's true, though. I talk about this all the time. And it wasn't even something that I did out of my own will. It's because my friend, Michael, I don't know why I said his name, Michael, whatever. It's not like that's going to come back to me in a horrible way. But I actually just had lunch with him like a year. So
he's getting nervous now. He like dropped a like real life name. Well, yeah, he's like, oh, shit. I'm like,
because he's like a real adult. Like he's got a real ass job now. And, you know, he's got every achievement in Master Chief Collection. So this guy's a real Halo.
Oh, this head. Is that guy.
Yeah, he's a real Halo head. Real Halo head.
I've heard you talk about this guy before. Maybe this podcast.
I've talked about this again. This is every time gamer accomplishments come up. Anyway, Vidmaster. He was doing Vidmaster. So we got a group together to do the firefight one, which is like some whatever the fuck bullshit. I don't even remember no more. But it takes a long time. And we were children. It takes a long. I couldn't do it now as an adult. Like if squad tried to accomplish it, they wouldn't be able to. Not for a long time. You would need the best of us, and you would need them to clear their schedule. And it would still take a long time. It is hard. It is fucking rough. And we powered through it, eventually did it. And I'll always remember, because again, you need to be there. You need to be online. And so one of us was going to football practice, and he was like, I gotta go, bro. I gotta go. And Michael was like, you better fucking leave your Xbox on, turn your fucking TV off, and AFK. If you turn your shit off and you leave, you're benched forever. You're out.
This shit was serious.
And I'm not gonna lie, like, at the same time, I was like, that's a little harsh. But at the same time, I was like, we need this, bro. Like, this is it. This is the run right here. And it was. And we pulled through and got it.
Hell yeah.
That shit is crazy. Craziest achievement I have.
My two, I'm gonna have two here. And I'm pretty sure I've talked about one 100% on this podcast before, and that is doing the Endless Set List 2 on Rock Band 2.
Okay, this is an interesting one.
Do you know what you have to do to get that trophy?
No.
So Endless Set List is literally every bass game song back to back to back. And to get the trophy, you can't pause or miss a note.
Oh, on any difficulty?
I believe you have to at least be on medium.
Okay. All right. But that's still fun. I like achievements like that. That sounds really fun.
It's over 4 hours of sitting there playing Rock Band.
And not missing a note.
Or pausing.
Oh, that shit is fun.
You can't pee. You can't.
I like that. That's a good one.
I've got that.
That's a good one.
Did that. And then the second one, again, they're both trophy related for me, but me and my buddy rented a game called Damnation. Okay. Which is like, again, this is PS3 360 era. So we were just looking at a game called Wet. It's like a 6, maybe even 5 out of 10 game. I mean, it's, if you looked up the Metacritic on it, it's probably like 30. It's like just not a great game, but it had fun to it, you know? You have those games where you just kind of have fun. Anyway, me and my buddy decided we would sit down and platinum it in one sitting. And it took like 14 hours.
Jesus.
So we played from like 4 p.m. till 6 a.m. straight playing this dog shit game in my little room at my mom's house, 2 PS3s, 2 TVs, and just played straight. And we got the platinum in one sitting. And that was a good time.
That sounds like a gamer moment right there.
Yeah. So that would be my two.
Damn, you had a good two. I'm not gonna lie.
Yo, we got King Cosma coming in with, hey, so I know you guys have played Death Stranding. I was wondering if Dotto has beaten Death Stranding yet.
Have not, unfortunately. Damn. I want to, but I just, so let me just micro explanation. I started playing it in front of my girlfriend, and she liked watching it. She had fun watching the story unfold. And then also, I want to play it on my TV, but I was streaming it from my PC, and I can't just use the Steam Deck on the TV because it can't handle it. So I was like, do I wait for the Steam box? Like, do I wait for the Valve box, the GameCube? And then ultimately, I decided, no, I'm probably just going to play it on my ROG LAX on the way home.
Got it.
And then, so hopefully my girlfriend doesn't see this part.
I loved Death Stranding. That was my I don't know. That game really connected to me. I really enjoyed the actual walking sim aspect, but then it juggles it so well because it becomes a puzzle game trying to like navigate how you're going to go because it is so in depth. And then the sort of world building aspect too, like the actual literally building like parts in the world that then can spawn in for other people if they're playing and vice versa.
I love it, dude. Because one, it's like also like it's the perfect amount of horror for me, like the BTs and shit, oh, like dude, walking yeah. through them. Like,
yes.
That's my right amount of horror. It's just like scary. It's like, oh, shit. What the? I will say,
dude, the second one's way worse.
Is it? I bought the second one. I haven't played it yet.
The second one is so the thing that they do. The BTs get upgraded. That's all I'll say.
I will say because the BT I have like. Now that I know them, I'm pretty much just done being afraid of them. Like, I am a fucking ass kicker now. Like, I walk up severing fucking cords everywhere. Yeah. Triple kill, quadra kill. Like, I shouldn't be hitting kill feeds on these things, basically. But, dude, favorite Death Stranding memory for me, or just quest line, I guess not memory.
Mama.
No, I mean, that's a story mode beat, and I like that. But it's the side characters where, I guess they're not side characters. You kind of have to do this quest, I think. But it's like, oh my God, you reunited me with my long lost love. Thank you.
Wait, you did that quest line?
Yeah.
All the way through?
I don't know about all the way through, but I just get it because it pissed me off because I did that whole shit. And then I get an email from the guy.
Yes.
Like, shit ain't all.
Yeah,
shit
yeah.
Ain't
I get, all. Man, I guess.
Wait, he just hits me with the women, am I right? I'm like, damn, bro, it's been 2 fucking minutes. Y'all didn't last 2 minutes? He's like, ugh, God, women annoying the fuck out of me, man.
Do you care about spoilers?
No.
they get divorced. Well, good thing it's not a main story, but you guys, it's a side quest thing, and you only find out through emails and shit. As far as dude, wait, could we do a Death Stranding 2? Like little, like mini, like
maybe. I don't know if there would be enough entertaining there.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't really care about the spoilers of playing. Like, I'm not really a spoilers guy.
I wouldn't mind getting to see, have your reaction captured of like playing Death Stranding 2 on a PS5 Pro on like this OLED TV we have here. Because the intro is so sick to that game. Death Stranding 2 is way more action-oriented. He definitely was in his Metal Gear bag. He's like you can... like
sounds good to me.
A live more rounds, not a like, problem. Way more fighting. You can be way more, like, you know, safeties off, guns blazing type shit in Death Stranding 2. But anyways, maybe. We'll see. Yo, Pop the Tarts.
Pop the Tarts.
Was wondering if you guys are interested in watching the knockoff Dragon Ball films. We actually did that. Also, with the new studio, can we consider this Key Moment Season 2?
I just realized how old these fucking questions were. Jesus Christ.
So we did a whole bit around me being transparent. That was going to be my transparency.
Oh,
I asked the questions, and then we ran out of time on the last trip.
Yeah, this is fucking old, dude.
We ran out of time.
Yeah, holy shit.
The original post was...
No wonder he's talking about Death Stranding 2. He don't even want that shit no more, bro. That shit old as fuck. He probably been beat that game.
That's still a fun little...
Now I feel worse because he's asking me if I beat the game yet.
And
he was
still
asking
haven't.
That 5 months ago.
Yeah.
I still haven't.
Yeah.
Because I just haven't played it in 5 months. But all damn, right. Great questions. Great first four. We won't probably give that much time to all of them. Unless we do. I mean, there's no laws against it, right? I mean, we're allowed to talk.
Yeah, sure. Throw us some YouTube. Throw us some YouTube
questions. Ooh, now we're going we're getting mixed up here.
Yeah, you got us with Snipes here.
Snipes? You mean Snipes? D Angles 8275. Hey, Dotto and Nano, on one of your guys' podcasts a long time ago, which has only been accentuated by the fact this question was asked 5 months ago, you mentioned that no one would be watching or listening to a 7-hour podcast. However, I'm a FedEx driver and I listen to your guys' podcast from start to end a lot. I think a 7-hour pod would be great to listen to for my workday. Anyway, keep up what you guys are doing. Love the work. Peace. Damn, very polite guy.
Damn.
Thank you, bro. A 7-hour podcast would not exist because I would blow my brains out after probably the third hour.
I will definitely say the thing with longer podcasts, especially when doing these trips, is it's just not efficient because if we gave 7 hours to one pod, then you guys would have that one pod. And
that's it. Because like, what else are we going to talk about?
Yeah. That's the thing too, right? We like,
that's the beauty about like questions and doing like topical pod is it helps elongate, you know.
I could sit here and yap for fucking forever, bro.
About stuff. Like, it needs to be about stuff. Because you asked me to tell a personal story. Like, I only got 3 more stories from my trip over here. And then other than that, like, I'm cooked, bro. Like, I have no interesting things happening in life.
Hey, man. Snipes, we appreciate you watching, man.
And thank you, yeah.
Bottled Chaos, do you think Gekshin will last? I hope it does, but I don't know if it will have the competitive pull of regular live service team game like Overwatch or Rivals does, or the casual pool of Dokkan or Legends. Now, here's the thing. I think it's too casual. I think it's too casual.
This guy's on to the shit.
I think it is crazy. You asked that 5 months ago, and we are questioning the future of this game. So I think, man, I don't know. I would love to have Toshi on the pod, but I don't know how much he could answer for us.
That would be insane. And I see, you always ask this. I wouldn't love that because I feel like we would be jeopardizing that job. Like, any question we asked would be like nothing.
Well, we couldn't ask him.
I would be down to ask him like what his favorite food is, though.
Yeah, that's the kind of shit we'd have to talk. Like, we could not ask, like, can you give us a hint at who the season 4 character? Like, he couldn't tell us. Like, that's not.
I hate when people do that. It's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
That was just awkward.
Yeah. Because he literally can't answer that.
But, do want to say, Bottle Chaos, I like that you bring up, like, I think they have to go all in on the competitive angle. I don't think you're ever going to be casual and pull Dokkan and Legends players because, like, it's just not that kind of game. Like, doing the different game modes and shit, it's just not that kind of game. I think they need to go all in, competitive, make the game modes, like, if they do another game mode, like a tournament thing, do more reward, dude, like they're doing, but even more.
What if they added a jungle role and they changed the map?
I'd love that.
I think that'd be so sick.
I love that. Man. I mean, give it a try, right?
Dude, I think the thing for me with Gekshin, and we can move off this question, but the thing for me with Gekshin, I've said this multiple times now, and someone responded and said, that's how every one of these mobiles work. But it is so much more focused. because you don't have you're not farming CS to buy items. You know, obviously getting kills does give you more XP, but for the most part, trades, like, they matter, and then they don't in a lot of instances, right? Because you can win fights, but if Zeno is not on your side, then you won that fight. Cool, you got a little extra XP, but you're not going to get to do damage to a turret because that's just how the game works. And so because of all that, it really, even though it's a Dragon Ball game and the fights do happen way faster than they do in a lot of other MOBAs typically, it still does not benefit winning fights as much as I would want it to. Like, I lose all the time, slam the fuck out, but because the other team had more competent players and was just better at getting to turrets, and I'm the only guy going for turrets and everyone else is going for turrets, it doesn't matter. I can finish a game like 17-2 and the rest of the team doesn't even have as many kills as I do combined, but it doesn't matter because they were more focused on the actual objective, and me slaying out gave me no real advantage, no XP advantage, really. Nothing. I like, you know what I mean? Like, there's just not.
I get it. I think it has a decent pull just because of the bosses. The bosses are so important, getting kills for XP, having an edge in the boss fight. But yes, there is also the tower thing. And you do have to be smart. Because in a really good game, like, that shit's kind of hard to, like, juggle offense and defense and, like, push and pull. Without comms, that shit is just a crapshoot. Yeah.
Well, you said like playing tech solo.
Yeah, playing tech. I want to just no, like that's no. not. It's not.
You just have too little control over the outcome of the game. So,
next question by Zekin 8227. Hi, great podcast. Any plans on ranking the Toyotaro Dragon Ball Super volume covers? If not, can you tell me your favorite?
You probably just gave us a. I like that because we did one for Dragon Ball. Why not do one for Dragon Ball Super?
I wonder how many he has.
24.
Toyotaro has 24 covers.
Yeah, a lot.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yes, dude.
And they still don't talk about
it. Zekin, thank you. You just gave us a podcast on this trip.
5 months ago, you just gave us the world's most 7 out of 10 podcast idea.
Hey, bro. And here's the thing.
Do you think of what? Like, I like the idea. I do want to do it. And also, it'd be nice to give some Toyotaro appreciation.
Exactly.
Like, some love. He needs it right now.
Man. Dude. Yo, I love when people ask these questions because it's like, I wish I could tell you yes, and you would be the easiest plug of all time. But Juan asks, yo, any idea if there's going to be merch again? And yes, at some point.
Maybe in the future.
But nothing.
We're not really merch heads.
Nothing at this time.
Like, we want to put our heads down and we want a podcast. Like let's be honest.
I love a good little merch.
Let's be honest. Key Moments isn't the podcast it needs to be. Like, the hosts suck.
We have no, like, ongoing. Like, every podcast has something you can go buy at any given time. We have nothing.
That's.
Well, besides the digital, you know, subscription to us,
yeah,
where you
bro,
support
like,
us and make things possible, like him being in that chair.
That's the Key Moments classic. It is true. Sitting in this chair is pretty expensive if you think about it.
It is.
It's a subscription service. You know, you got to subscribe to hear podcasters. You know, it is.
So these questions are being asked by our key members. You can become a key member by going to patreon.com/.
I can't believe how old they are.
Key Moments.
Do we have fresh questions as well?
I was going to do another one too, I thought.
Okay, yeah. We should get some fresh ones.
And then you can also click join if you're watching us here on YouTube. I really promise, and maybe by this episode, want to figure out going directly to Spotify, because Spotify is doing the whole video thing and doing a push on podcasts. I don't know. Did you see this, Donald, by the way? Netflix is doing podcasts.
No, but I'll tell you right now.
You trying to get us on Netflix, Donald?
That would be a key. I feel like we could rebrand, maybe go like a Netflix red.
Really like the orange of Key Moments, man.
I like orange too. It's my favorite color, but I'm just saying if Netflix wants to buy me out for.
Oh, okay.
How much would you sell out to Netflix for? I would do a pretty low number.
Well,
like,
depends,
give them
depends,
everything.
Like,
give them all the branding and we become employees. Mm. They own the IP and everything.
Mm.
I'm saying $40,000.
Oh, whoa. I was definitely in the six figures. They're splitting it 50-50.
No. They got to give me the.
Oh, your cut has to be 40. Okay, so that means the deal would at least be 80K. And then we're also going to get a monthly stipend.
They'll pay us $3 a month, yeah. I don't know why they bought Key Moments, but they like once they bought it, they realized, like, do we even like this shit?
Yeah, I
they're
think
gonna replace us.
I think I would want. I think I would want.
Looks somewhat like you.
It definitely need to be a 6-figure deal because we'd be splitting it 50-50. So
Iron Kane and Diddy Sauce are going to be the new hosts.
And I would need a stipend. That's funny. I need a stipend too involved for at least a guaranteed 3 years.
Jesus Christ, dude! What are you, a fucking NFL like football star?
No, I'm a business. Business.
We're business owners, bro. Like we built this shit. Come on now.
We did though, and I appreciate you guys. Anyway, you guys could ask us questions like this when we do things like this, or hopefully a podcast coming out very soon is where we actually get you guys to submit us hot takes and also call in.
We need to do a this time.
Yes.
Oh shit, that would be sick.
Yeah.
God, that would be sick.
So, anyways, things like that, key members do get first access to stuff like that. And
that would be so sick.
Just access to tons of bonus material available over there, which Toasty's going to show you a quick preview of right now.
Go, 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 go. Nano, don't hit the shell that's on the ground. Nano, what are you doing? What are you doing, bro? Did you look at Mario? He's depressed.
Would you feel bad if you were the guy that was trapped, like begging for help, and a guy that stopped to help you get eaten alive?
Come on. Oh, the horde is...
Run!
I have a bone to pick.
Okay, with who? The episode? Me or society?
Everything.
Okay, go ahead. Lay it on us.
I'm kidding. I don't actually. I felt like a really...
What?
Hammerhead comedy. How many is too many? When's it enough? And where's the beef?
I can answer this real quick. Hell, how many is too many when it comes to shows? 6 seasons. How many is too many when it comes to scoops of ice cream? I'd say 3 is the max. When is it enough? You know, whenever
I'm satiated.
Yeah, satiation is enough. And where's the beef? Well, if it was here, that shit would have been fucking decrepit, old, and moldy. That was 5 months ago.
That was 5 months ago. All right, my glorious goats. This is from Frederick. There's going to be way too long of an answer. Whatever you like, and skip around as much as you want. Hey, man, I appreciate you just being, you know, totally honest here. For both of us, would you guys be fully against if they ended up doing just movies for Mo Granola and how they're with like how they're doing Infinite Castle? I prefer a week-to-week series, but I just don't see it happening in the near future. Ooh, see, this is why it's kind of fun. Hopefully, Toratoria will be back with Super. Also, a side question, would you guys be fully against Dragon Ball Kai, i.e. a recreation of original Dragon Ball? Dotto!
All right, let's rapid-fire these. Well, we know that Moro is not.
I wouldn't have wanted them to be movies. And they would have been multiple movies.
Yeah, I would have wanted it to be a show.
We've talked about this. I think that them making Demon Slayer a movie pointed out the flaws of Demon Slayer storytelling more than I anticipated it would with the flashbacks.
I mean,
when they're split up week to week and episode to episode, it's not as intense. But when you're watching and it's just like constant flashbacks, dude. And I loved the flashbacks for Akaza, but like, his went on for a long time.
I wouldn't even say it was
time.
It's a flaw of the storytelling. It's more just the movie format. It's like in the show, it would have felt fine because it's like a week break, you know, would have been.
I guess accurate. I mean, flaw trying to make
except
it
for
into
Akaza.
A movie.
Akaza would have been like, Akaza, you probably wouldn't have noticed because you would have gotten the fight and then flashback episode, then the, you know, whatever happens next. But yeah, no, I agree. And then
would we be fully against the Dragon Ball Kai? I mean, not now that we're getting Super.
I would. Like, but I don't want to see Dragon Ball.
I mean, again.
Against it if it was like really fast paced.
Well, but if it's happening alongside other things, sure. But if it's like what's taking up the entire portion of the animation department, then no. Why? Like too much old shit being regurgitated. Let's move on to new shit. You know, this one's for me. I have complete respect for Dokkan, but missed the train of when it first started and now it's 10 years old. Is there any worth in starting now in your opinion? I mean, I think if you're someone who can like stay free, then sure. But, you know, gacha games are gacha games. And if you've stuck away from it this long, why start now, in my opinion?
You describe it like hard drugs. I mean, yeah, that makes sense. Are we jumping into question 3?
Yeah, that's pretty much all I got.
For Dotto, I'm a DDR myself. When you bring back God Hand, I do kind of want to play God Hand again, but it's just... I have to emulate it again. And I lost all my spot. But I do want a Chihuahua race bet. I do like Chihuahua racing. I know you're a huge fan of Naruto. I do like Naruto. I'm personally not. Oh, okay. Okay, you kind of got me there. Which do you think is more important, Dragon Ball Z or Naruto? Probably Dragon Ball, just because that kind of gave me a job.
Yeah.
And it was equally as important in my childhood. And then it kind of became more like... Nowadays, really, me liking Naruto has nothing to do with who I am now. Whereas Dragon Ball, I'm literally an orange ball. So Unfortunate. But no, I do like Naruto. They're both pretty sick, but Dragon Ball is the answer to that one.
You got us on the next part, or?
Yeah, I got you. This is back to what was the name again?
Frederick.
Frederick. Right. No, that was correct. With that, I really just want to say thank you guys so much. You've both helped me through a lot of rough stuff, and I wouldn't be here and living the life I am without you guys. You really do a lot of good for people, and I hope you can see that. And Glaze, bro. Holy Glaze. Love you both. My favorite bass podcast host.
Damn, this is some insane Glaze.
This guy's kind of big. How much you pay this guy? P.S. Even Further Beyond is the correct choice. Oh, what fucking Neanderthal would choose plus one more? I mean, I think he was going for... I think he wanted a bit of Glaze.
Yeah, he did.
He wanted a refill.
I'm still of the mind that one more bonus just does...
It's like, not even English.
It's not English.
And also, I mean, you brought it up, so I'll bring it up one time. I don't like when people are like, I just want to hear one more bonus like I did in the Jap. You didn't hear one more bonus. You heard the Japanese language. That's not one more bonus.
Oh man,
that is a translation. Dotto,
it's just nostalgia bait, and it's like, you know, I mean, he didn't like just do the Super Saiyan 3 transformation all over again or anything.
Yeah, that's oh my god. Okay, we don't need dude. Daima is the most interesting experiment in the history of podcasts. Like, we started up, we were excited. We got to the middle, and then it was just fucking fighting. Like, every week was fighting for our lives just to find out, like,
oh no, this is just a meathead show. Cool.
Just to find out that we should have been more meatheaded.
Really love both your guys. This is Dane.
Whoa. There you go.
This Dane, is from Dane, Dane the Great. The
yes.
Really love both your guys' content. Been a key moment supporter since day one. Hey, we appreciate that. Do you guys have any methods of creating ideas, or do you just come up with them on the fly? A bit of both.
I mean, depends on what you think of ideas. At least for me. Or you mean key moments. For me, video ideas is literally just like, fuck. What haven't I done in a couple days? Like, that's it. What's fun?
I have like a notepad full of literal, like, just like hundreds of ideas that I just have not sat down to actually do. And I continue to just...
I would love to be in that situation.
Make like gotcha content that just kind of spits itself at me and it makes life far too easy.
Yeah, I would love to be in that. That situation sounds off, but you probably are these big ideas.
They would take a while. They're definitely not just sit down and record.
Oh yeah. Because I've written down some things, but it's always like Gekshin video, you know,
got this, it. Yeah.
Sparking Zero video, like more just a loose agenda. But even that's pretty fun. Like, I like working through a list.
Nah, dude, lists. I live my life by lists now, because I just, so much shit going on with everything. Like, I have to have a list.
Key Moments, but Toasty has a list of things that we want to do. I don't know how long that list would buy us, but we're making good progress. So we're kind of listers is how.
Also, I guess just to throw one in there. I do like looking at other genres of like gaming videos and seeing if I can spin someone's idea from over there into something that will work on my channel. That's always a blast. You know, just like seeing what are the Fortnite crew up to? What are, like, you know, I don't know. Those guys having to get pretty creative because that game's kind of been, so they're having to like get a little more creative with their ideas and stuff to get people to click and watch. So that's kind of been, you know. Anyway, yo, Saul, what's a video game genre you suck at but you wish you were good at? For me, it's rhythm games. They be getting my ankles mixed. See, he's getting taken down by his ankles.
No, I don't like that phrase. Not getting taken down by his ankle. I guess it could be a wrestling term, but I just imagine like, no, I don't like it. I don't like that phrase.
I would choose fighting games.
I would probably. Well, so I like the question because it's got to be something you suck at, so not something you're okay at.
I'm not okay.
For me, my answer would probably also be rhythm games. Like, rhythm games are fucking hard, dude.
But okay.
I've never. But in 2026,
of all the things that you're trying to be a god at, rhythm games. You're like.
I always feel inadequate playing a rhythm game.
He wants that one moment where like the squad goes into the arcade and there's that Guitar Hero machine over there, and he wants to go over there, turn that shit on expert plus, and just like fucking shred on.
Not
some.
Even. I mean, just like any rhythm game, I'm bad at. Like, you turn it up past like baby medium, anything past medium difficulty, and any rhythm game, I am out of. I'm just out of it. I can't play it.
I didn't know this about you.
Yeah, man. Rhythm games are hard.
Let's play some Rock Band.
Let's play some Parappa da Rappa.
But yeah, that would be mine for sure. It's like fighting games. It would help with my job a whole lot too. So
rhythm games as well. Oh, you kind of missed the only Dragon Ball fighting game. It's kind of over.
Well, I suck at Naruto. I mean, when I say fighting game, I mean any of them. Arena, any of them. I suck at all of them.
There's just no way you can't learn Naruto. Naruto is like, it's three buttons, bro.
That timing and shit, you know, it matters.
YAB.
Listen, all I'm saying is there's footage right now that Toshi's got to edit where I'm crashing out about comments and the boss fight and everything. So it is what it is, man. Kaguya was beating my fucking ass.
Oh, or Counter-Strike.
I was sitting there. I'm like, you know, although saying like a god at FPS games would be sick because you can make a lot of money off that.
You could. And just Counter-Strike would be fun. But I feel like part of the fun of Counter-Strike is sucking ass. So I don't know if I really want to be god at that.
Got to get your lineups better, man. Hentai King, since we are more than halfway through the year.
What's wrong?
Said it with a straight face.
What anime has had the most impact on you so far? And are there any you're looking forward to that are coming up? I know season 4 of RE0 is going to go hard in 2026. Keep up the good work, my goats. I just don't be watching anime hentai.
But you would have said Frieren season 2. At the time that he asked this, you would have been like, Frieren season 2 is what you're
I guess watching. I would have said that. I have not watched Frieren season 2 yet, and I love Frieren season 1. But I just
But you're still excited.
But you were in your main glaze moment of Frieren back then.
Thank God you asked this 5 months ago, and I only read it now, because I've recently watched all of My Hero Academia, and my answer now is My Hero Academia Vigilante season 2.
Hell yeah.
And then Dr. Stone, and then ReZero. I mean,
I want to watch JJK. I've been letting episodes stack up.
I'm very excited
for JJK.
I watch an episode here or there, but
I can't think of it. I mean, at this point, Dragon Ball Super Beerus.
Am I
really that excited for Beerus, though?
I am. Not really, but kind
of. It's Battle of Z again, man.
I'm interested to see what people talk about.
I'll feel young again.
People are gonna have some opinions. It's going to be funny.
But yeah, no. So pretty much everything you said, plus Vigilantes, plus, because I'm trying to get some use out of my Crunchyroll subscription. I recently Spotify.
Did you?
Yeah, bro. Fuck Spotify.
You're not using it?
No, bro. $20 a month around there for what? Music? YouTube Music got me, bro. I'm cutting subscriptions that suck are getting cut, bro. Spotify sucks.
Okay. Mike Mack got us with, would you rather get what we currently have or of the manga beautifully animated, but DB as a series is just done after that? What? No. Or have the manga continue, but only have half... Only have one-off series like Daima. Hell fucking no.
Dude, this question sucked. Not your question, but this is a hell on earth scenario.
Yeah, I think that's what they're purposely doing here for us.
Would you rather have both your arms cut off, or would you rather lose both of your legs? Oh, jeez.
For me, of course, I'd hate to see it go, but seeing the entire cast, RP Earthlings, androids, but unfortunately their dwindling relevance means this is the most relevant they will ever be again. Being roughly close in power and training together again and the preparation to take on Frieza just feels like a poetic place to end it. I'm referring to, I guess, the Black Frieza arc.
I mean, yeah, that would be cool to see. I mean, I'm excited to see that, too. I just don't think it needs to end. I
don't either.
Yeah, I've seen tweets
about this lately, and I don't want that to happen, because I want there to be something that we said this in the podcast. I think it'd be really cool that, you know, Ryder and Fletcher have something to watch that's like ongoing, and then it just keeps going, and their children have something to watch that's got Goku in it, and it's like this easy, relatable thing that I can have with the other generations.
Bro's afraid he's not going to be able to relate to his grandkids.
Well, not just. I think that is a cool aspect. I'm not saying like they can't just go back and rewatch like, you know, original Dragon Ball, but it's just ongoing series are just always going to have.
You want to be 75 interest. Watching Goku go Zeno Purple mode under like underhanded version.
Yeah.
Oh yes, this is what I was waiting for.
Why do you think why do you always go to that voice, man? That's not how you're going to sound. That's not how I hope I sound at 75.
We're going
to
sound, bro, we're not making it to 75.
Probably. I mean, the earth will probably end before then. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, dude. I don't think the earth is going to end. I think we're going to die in a horrible accident on the way to Topgolf tomorrow.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm just saying it like it is.
This shit's post-mortal?
Oh, this video is going up. And it has to. We have sponsorship obligations. But yeah.
Which is why we want to tell you guys about our sponsor.
Crematorium.
Yes.
We don't have a sponsor. Yeah, we are going to die in an accident on the way to Top Golf.
Jesus. I'm not okay. I'm not going to Top Golf now. Yo, Taku Trunks, St. Nano and Don. I love the pod so much. I even bought the Key Moment shirt back when it dropped. Yo. The only question I have is when you guys think you will have your first guest on. Okay.
Oh my God. The fucking mold coming off drugs. These questions, dude.
Oh, you both are still incredibly wrong about Battle of Gods, but it's cool.
You know who doesn't think that? The people that had to enhance it.
Twice.
Yeah, I mean, technically twice, but
yeah.
I'm not going to lie, bro. Everybody, you know what? People were pissing me off.
They
were
the like, fuck was that?
Because the anger was coursing through my fucking hands, bro. People were pissing me off like, no, bro, you're wrong. The movie does look good. We watched the fucking movie, yeah. You know? That shit looked like the show.
Yeah, it looked bad.
It looked bad. It looked, actually really bad. Except for, and then they're like, oh, yeah, it looks bad. And then... You will not destroy my world. I was like, I'm going to kill myself. Like, why? I can't believe people still do this. Oh, yeah. Battle of Gods is bad, huh? What about this? What about my one piece of evidence?
The one singular moment of an hour and a half long movie, man.
Yeah.
Cool.
Huh? This is bad, huh?
Ah!
That one always gets me.
Is that moment even going to be in the enhanced version of the show?
Oh, no. Why not?
Because it wasn't in the super version.
You don't think they'd add it in? You don't think they have?
I mean, they're gonna definitely only go manga and DBS. There's no. Yeah.
So it's gonna be worse.
There is no
Battle of Gods is gonna be worse.
It's just the DBS version, but with
okay. But does it really make that much sense that he went to a god and then he goes back down to Super Saiyan and takes on Beerus? Or does it make more sense for him to stay in his god form? Probably that he stays in his god form.
You don't think they're gonna? They could just keep him in his god form.
They're gonna get rid of that healing thing too.
Oh! He'll be a god saying. You will not. I will not let you know. You destroy my world.
You will not destroy my god form,
man.
Anyway, our bad for getting to that question so late. But yeah, guest episode's coming soon. In the past, Fajita-sama. I like that name. Sorry, yeah,
you got it, Stato.
Not sure if it's been asked before, but what are your favorite underrated movies in? Oh, moments. I guess I wanted it to be a movies question. What are your favorite underrated moments in anime? Moments that are hype or really well animated scored, but people don't mention them a lot.
Oh,
this is kind of a big boy question.
Yeah, I don't really watch enough anime to tell you something that isn't gonna be hype.
Like this is.
I'll tell you right now. My answer. This is not niche at all because Free Run's big as fuck. But is anytime Zoltrak, the OST track called Zoltrak, plays in Free Run, and she getting down. That's my shit, bro.
I'm gonna pull up my. If you could just expand on that, so I can pull up my Crunchyroll list.
How about I just go pee really fast?
No. Absolutely not. We can't do that, dude. It's no breaks. He's taking a break, guys. It's over. All right. Here. Okay. Nano took his piss break. So I went through my list. I have a list on Crunchyroll.
Why do you have to at me like that?
Anime I've watched. I mean, what's wrong with that? So here would be the only underrated moments I could bring up. I don't know how underrated ReZero is. But, you know, ReZero has some hype moments, but that one's not underrated. So, in Aharon-san, Wa Hakarenai, there's a Aharon-san can't really speak or something. She's like playing video games and he's like, whoa, she's like a hitman. That was pretty hype. My Dress Up Darling, when Gojo locks in and like, you know, makes her cosplay real good as like a man and he locks in, that was pretty hype. Let's see, what else is underrated? Tony Kaba, Over the Moon for You. When they finally got the cat toast, that was pretty hype. And then Boruto in the manga when they switch. That one's only... Boruto is genuinely underrated. I think Boruto is the only like mainstream thing that you could say is underrated because people be hating for no reason. But that's it. I'm kind of a...
Dude.
I'm a mainstream guy.
These anime questions, y'all are killing me with these shits, bro. What's your top five?
I wonder why they think we're an anime podcast.
This is from Shisui Uchiha. I think I said that right.
She's sweet, Uchiha.
What's your top five OST/openings? Here's the thing. Again, this is also probably another anime curse of mine. It's rare that an opening actually like means anything to me.
That's insane. Coming from Nano, let me play this song, Gen X, bro. Like that is insane.
I'm way more on scores. Like scores mean so much more to me. Like
make sense.
I don't know, dude. Openings just are more like MHA. MHA has so many fucking misses on openings. I'd be skipping that shit so much.
Okay, took a random shot at My Hero Academia.
One
of them was fucking sick, dude. When I was rewatching the Eve one. You might not have seen this one, actually.
No, definitely not.
It was in his villain arc, kind
of. Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, I mean, I've watched all of My Hero.
Oh. You have?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Even the ending, like the finale?
I've not watched the epilogue episodes.
Oh, I mean, the epilogue. You mean like the one?
But I've seen the end of My Hero. I've seen all of My Hero.
All right. Well, then that's okay. I mean, the Eve opening was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean,
my top five OST openings would all be Naruto.
I've not watched Naruto.
Naruto never misses on openings.
No, those openings are so good.
All of them are good. Literally, you could give me five, and unless you're severely the only one I don't want to hear is the generic anime opening, which, yes, that's good, but ain't nobody trying to hear that shit, like, genuinely. Like, that's a hype beast take.
Sawano would probably be almost all my top five OST, like, picks, like, stuff from Solo Leveling and Attack on Titan, honestly. Like, I had tickets to go see him live, and then we couldn't go, and I that'll forever haunt me. I was so excited for that. It's going to be at the Peacock Theater in L.A. Yo, Lilia's got us with, do you guys prefer the entire Daima over the entire GT?
Yes.
Yeah. Wait. You prefer Daima over GT?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
They're both fake. And GT sucks harder.
Yes. Daima is substantially pound for pound better, but the villains in GT are way better. Super Saiyan 4 is way better. Gogeta's better. Like that, those
when
aspects.
You, when
are
you
better.
Pretend that that's all GT was, then yeah, that would probably take it.
But yeah,
but you go and watch that, and it's like, yes. Oh my god,
yeah, it's pretty rough. Like it's really slow
even
too.
Even Baby, when I picture Baby, I am not thinking of him in Goten's body, and fucking Gohan's
body.
No,
it's Super Baby.
Yeah, it's Super Baby. That's it. Like that's all I want to see. So when he starts fucking yapping, I'm like, oh brother, who cares?
The games have done so much for GT. Like I do fully believe that.
Now if you did GT Kai and reanimated like Daima, I think it blows Daima out of the fucking water.
Yeah, you cut out a lot of the bullshit.
Yeah.
Reanimate. Yeah, I'm with you. I say entire because we all know on rewatch more than half that show nothing is going on. The GT only nothing happening. The arc was the intro arc finding the Black Star Balls. Yes. Say this because personally this isn't the bottom on a DB show tier list. Oh, and then
jeez. Oh shit.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so Lilja, their list is 1 DBS, 2 DBZ, GT, OG DV, Daima.
I
see why you're a key member, because you fucking hate Daima, bro. Like, I'm not quite there. My list would be...
My list would be Z.
Wow, and also, wait, hold on.
DBS is
really think about that. Kind of based for being a DBS truther.
Yeah.
Kind of based. You're doing your own thing, and I kind of respect that. And you got the blue Goku icon. I kind of...
GT over the OGs.
Based. If you're talking about the animes, which, I mean, you have to be. Animes.
Anime.
Animes. Gotta sound as unbased as possible.
Yeah.
When we're talking about the animes, OG DB is just fucking out.
The plural of anime, by the way, is just anime. Like, it's just anime. You don't have to add the S.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't have to say mangas.
I'm confused. Yeah,
When you're tweeting, you don't have, like, when you put an S at the end of anime, like, it's incorrect.
I'm confused. That's what I was saying.
But you guys come at me for shit. Okay.
Okay. This guy doesn't know anything about animes.
Yo, let's see what Christian's got us with something. Here we go. Nano, a while ago, you mentioned having a steroid shot that only have a 30% chance of working. How'd that go?
Jesus Christ.
It did.
Did it work?
Yeah, I'm good. Yesterday when I got a massage, she noticed popping in my shoulder, and she's like, and I'm like, yeah, I have popping now. Like if I rotate my arm, it pops every time. Not sometimes, every time. Also, I'll probably listen to this as I work my shift in a hospital. So what are you guys' interesting medical experiences? Dude, honestly, I can say for this one, I was not fully understanding of what they were having to do when they wanted to look at my rotator cuff. And so I thought I was going in for like just imaging, you know, like they're just going to take some images of it. No, they wanted to get deep down into it. So before they could get the imaging, they took a needle, a pretty thick needle, and they went all the way down into my arm, super deep, all the way, touched the bone, and then had to put in the dye or whatever that they have to put in. And I had no idea that's what I was signing up for, period, right? So it's like, wasn't the biggest of deals at all, but when you go in with the mindset of I'm just going to get some imaging done and I'm probably just going to walk in and walk out, and then she hands you a gown and you're like, what? Like, what's going on? And the nurse was awesome. She was great. Like, she was like incredibly nice. And like, I was like, what am I doing? And she's like, what do you mean, what are you doing? And I'm like, why do I have to put a gown on to get some images? Like, what do you mean? Anyway, yeah. So that all related. What about you, Dottie? You got any interesting medical experiences?
No, I've been pretty lucky. I don't really have anything.
Damn. So like no colonoscopy or?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Damn. Yo, Austin, are you guys considering doing some sort of Let's Play? Okay.
Yep, a little mold on this question as well. Austin, yes, we are, and we have.
Yeah.
And we will.
Yep, and we will.
Thank you for your 5-0 question.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Austin.
Rain, hi. Hi, Rain. Just want to say that I really enjoy the podcast, and I'm a big fan of both your channel. I was wondering if there are any plans for another merch drop soon.
Man, and these are 5 months
plans,
old.
No plans.
Well, I always have a little bit of plans going
on. He's got
in the back
no plans, guys. No plans. Just images in Nano's head.
Trevor, what is the Holy Grail Dragon Ball collectible that either one of you are missing?
Ah,
I actually have an answer for this. Could be a figure, certain game, or DVD release. I still kick myself for not getting all the Dragon Ball. The Dragon boxes, but I did at least snag 1 and 7. My answer for this are the Bandai Ultimate Collection figures. You know what I'm talking about? Ultimate Battle Collection?
I think so.
I have all of them except for the trio. There's a Super Saiyan trio that I do not have.
Oh, shit.
And it, you know how much it is, Dotto?
No.
It's like $2,000 now.
It's a lot of money.
If someone listening to this has a trio that they want to part ways with for a semi-reasonable price, shoot an email to the email for key moments that's listed in the description.
What's a semi-reasonable price?
I mean, like...
You're just looking for a discount.
Dude, more than likely, these people have been hanging on to this stuff for way longer. They don't pay that much for it. So, like, if we could negotiate, maybe, you know.
It is true. I negotiate with eBay, like, sellers all the time. I'm like, hey, bro, you don't even really want this.
What about you, Dottie? You got a collectible you wish
I do tons. I love collecting Dragon Ball stuff. The Dragon boxes I did were one of my grails. I snagged all 7. That was, like, my big YouTube thing when I was getting into it. I already have both the level sets. I like the Irwin toys. I've always thought about getting a big bunch of those. I mean, there's a million and different things. Like, even I was just at Walmart the other day. They're making new giant figures of Goku. They're like really cheap.
I'll have to get this to Toasty so he can show the.
That's sick.
See, this is the only one I'm missing in my whole collection.
Yeah, bro. I mean, that it's a big one too. I'm trying to think if there's a big collectible. I don't think so. I think right now I'm really into like cells and shit. Like a Dragon Ball cell is always a good pickup. Those are huge. Oh, wait, no. I just thought of the Holy Grail that I thought about buying. But obviously this is very expensive. A hand-drawn Goku from Akira Toriyama.
Ah.
The only way to get those are at auction. And we're talking $37,000 would be a great deal.
Oh, okay.
But I really, really want one.
Damn.
Obviously.
Yo, Yummer's got us with, can we expect to see more of Landon Campbell and Freddie West in the future? There's still dozens of dozens of TSRP fans. Dozens. Dude, here's the thing. Dotto is in a much better position to bring back Landon, assuming GTA 6 has some form of RP, or we eventually RP at some point in that game. But Freddie West only really worked because I had everything handed to me. I was like a fucking like trust fund baby, like a Nepo baby. Like I was literally only in that bitch able to be who I was because I was part of, again, TSRP stands for the squad role playing server. And because I was part of squad, they handed me the car dealership, every car I wanted, and basically unlimited funds. So Freddie West could just be a big fucking baller. And like that could feed into the sort of like egotistical character that he was.
I never thought about it that way. But yeah, you kind of did just spawn in everything you needed.
Yes. And then I could walk around town with like my, you know, and I could still probably, it might even be funnier if I acted that way, but I really didn't have dog shit, you know. But like Freddie West as a character only really works when he already has it all, which I guess I could work towards having it all at some point. But yeah, anyway.
That's assuming that RP is in GTA 6, I think it will be,
but
it won't be.
Yo, looks like this is more of a you question.
Yo, Shotter 223, more of a Dotto question, but what are your thoughts on the state of Rematch? Do you see Rematch as a long-standing game? Ironically, this question has gotten better with age because they recently did the 1v1 limited time game mode. So I've actually been doing more rematch videos, and I think it could be. I think it's a great soccer game. I think it's a very fun game. I think their cosmetics are shit, but that might just be me and my... That's just me, bro. Like, cosmetics are always, like, so ass to me in most games. So I hope it does well. I mean, it's a great game. They did a great job with it, and there's a lot of soccer heads in the world, so I don't see why it can't.
Yo, Clay. Sorry, I have nothing to add to rematch, really.
No, I mean, that's it.
Where are the key members' game nights at? Also, any plans on doing a live podcast? I would love to do a live podcast. As far as game nights, you probably RIP on that, bro. Like, trying to...
That shit would be impossible to set up.
Yeah, trying to get... Me and Dotto aligning is already, like, a pretty, you know, moving mountain situation. So then you're trying to, like, align us together.
But if we do a live podcast, we could probably play games.
Yeah. I would like to do a live podcast.
That would probably be a 2-in-1. Like, a live podcast. I mean, that's just a live stream.
Yeah.
Come over to our Twitch streams.
Fair.
Whoa. Go back. We're not going to hoe my guy like that. We're not going to hoe Tim. How much do I have to pay you to be a guest on the podcast? I'll audition too. I'm a certified meat head. The price is $37,000. And that has nothing to do at all.
You can't be saying, so if he comes up with $37,000, you're going to just take his money?
Yeah. And he could be on the...
Why wouldn't you?
Well, your problem is with the cash transaction. Because what I really want is the Akira Toriyama hand-drawn Goku. So I guess acquire that and trade it to me. And I mean, fuck it. This could
what
be
do
your.
I get out of this.
I mean, what you get to? I mean, it's just the podcast, dude. Like Tim's just gonna be the new host, and I'll be here too because that's the fair deal. But I say we give the podcast. I will hand over my share of key moments for that autographed picture. So then you can deal with your new co-host.
Okay,
Tim.
I need to get something out of this too. I just want to let
you know. Whoa! No. That's some bullshit.
Dotto's just trying to turn into Game Grumps.
Why isn't Dotto a 9K racer yet? You know, I just cut an intro for Mario Kart.
I know. I just
right now
that.
This is from Windexter 7. But in all seriousness, do y'all think that the current rights dispute will end up hurting Dragon Ball in the long run, especially for the games, since they're running out of material to use, kinda? For example, on Dokkan, there's people who are complaining about the new units' animations. This question was asked 5 months ago. This shit sounds like it was asked yesterday. How much is copy and paste from older units, and how it's been 6 months since Daima has been done, and only Xenoverse has used Super Saiyan 4 Goku and Super Saiyan 3 Vegeta. On a side note, do y'all realistically think we'll get Super back in the next 4 months? How much mold is on this one question, dog? And obviously, Windex is not your fault. This is our fault. Damn, we really did you fucking dirty. Everything you asked has been addressed. 9K Racer, I am going to get there pretty soon. Dispute, it would have, but it's been kind of saved. Dokkan, don't worry. They're still going to complain, even though they did dime again. And it looks exactly like the show, so they're going to complain for something. That's pretty much everything.
Yo, Carl's got us with which character in Dragon Ball do you think it has canonically been old up thoughts? Bulma.
I was
sure.
In most of them. Ew. Why'd you go to Bulma?
The bath thing in Daima definitely.
Yeah.
It's definitely happened.
The bath thing.
Oh, you mean like later on, like
no?
Vegeta's like, I'd like to oil you up.
What?
When do you think this happened?
What do you mean?
I'm asking you, when do you think the character got canonically oiled up?
Literally, at any point in time, they've been married, bro. Like, Vegeta's let me put some oil on that.
What you're saying is, I'd like to oil you up.
He's not.
Your thoughts?
That's just normal couple stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that's what you think Vegeta did.
Planet Vegeta, men would oil up their women before taking them for sex. Vegeta's the most prideful character of all time, and he stopped fighting because Bulma said she would not take baths with him again.
I can see it, and also
Bulma's
I just
been old up. That's all I'm saying.
That's facts.
I didn't think.
Yeah, like how strong. Those
yeah, I didn't think facts. You guys were gonna be so fucking strong on this question. But okay.
And I don't. Why don't
my
I,
answer was gonna be Yamcha. By the
way. Why are you talking about being old? Like, why do they gotta be old?
Old?
You made it sound like he had to be old. I don't know.
Vegeta?
Yeah.
No, that's just how I say Vegeta's voice.
Kakarot, I oiled up my wife last night. Sweet.
Homie for son, when are we going to end this podcast, bro? We've been podcasting for 4 hours.
This is literally, it's only an hour.
Hey, you know who's really getting this out, though? The FedEx driver at the beginning, I forgot their name. 7-hour podcast?
Yes, for 7-hour podcast.
You're winning. Homie for Son, do you believe Modern DB will ever leave the 10-year time skip after Kid Boo before the OOB tournament? I'll keep reading the question. I just find it genuinely so fascinating that Superhero is the closest we've ever gotten, and then the very next project, Daima, it's straight back to the beginning. For reference, I'm fully convinced Black Frieza is defeated before the OOB tournament. I would agree. This isn't a continuity canon question, by the way. I think the same logic applies whether Daima is part of the same story as DBS or not. It's definitely not. No shot it's not. But I think it will. I think they'll tell OOB because they're kind of building up to OOB. So they want to do something with him.
I haven't read the manga, so I don't know.
I imagine Super will go as far as GT. They'll get that old. They'll do that much. And then it'll end with like Goku dying or something. And then they'll restart.
Goku's never dying, bro. And he doesn't need to, and he doesn't have to. There's so many stories that could be told in that universe.
I'm fine with the Daima strategy. Like, genuinely, like different spinoffs and shit.
Yeah, just like, can we get, I don't know. I think there's so much they could do with the universe that they have barely even scratched the surface. Red says, will you do a Kai rewatch after you finish the Z rewatch in 2030? That's optimistic. On a side note, for extra content, maybe reactions to random trailers that come out and things like that.
I mean, yeah, we're doing anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much, yeah.
Great. Here comes the easiest question of all time. Gino says, what does Dotto think the best solution for climate change is, and how would he implement that solution with the resources he has? And how would he get the resources if he does not have them? So I've thought about this one a lot. I think what I'm going to do to come in on climate change is we've got to use more coal. We've got to get those numbers way, way up. We need to start burning more natural oils and fuels. And we need to get as many single women ages 40 to 65 to spray as much of their used hairspray in the air at the same time as possible. The only way we get through this is by making a hole big enough in the ozone layer that. So I haven't thought about it after that, but I think that hole needs to be as big as possible. Let in as much sun and grow as many plants. Yes. So we'll grow as many plants as possible. Now it's going to be real hard because the earth is flat, so getting that sun at the angle is going to be pretty tough, but I don't know. I really don't know. Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's going to be real tough.
Yo, Mickey, I would like to know what Kimomus thinks about the economical state of the USA. Gogeta or Vegito.
Why do these questions y'all line like up more? So quick?
Sorry, I thought this was G moments for a sec.
Oh shit. Well,
unfortunately, at the time of recording this.
I like how the former question asker Gino also said, no, they need to answer the first one. Like he's really trying to get us.
Oh, wait, yeah, it is Gino.
No, answer the first one.
Not a
what? Which one?
Get your friggin' Robin Hood app up.
I use
Weeble up.
Okay. You want to talk stock? Well, when I invest, I pretty much exclusively do like S&P 500 stuff.
And
I'm not an individual stocks guy. ETFs and the whatnot.
So hang on. So
I'm out.
What about all the investments we did into Ethereum and Bitcoin?
But and the big one?
Solana.
I'm out on Gigabyte. Gigabyte token I sold.
What?
We
just talked about it in the meeting 2 weeks ago.
I know, but when I thought maybe you guys could hold the bag. So Gigabyte token, I thought maybe I could drop out. There's still time. You can still pull out, and I don't think all the other...
Dude, I put so much shit into Gigabyte.
No, dude. Why would you do that?
I thought that was the plan.
All right, well, we're going to have another meeting after this.
Well, I guess in other news, Gogeta, so... It is what it is.
Yeah, Gogeta as well for me.
Yo, Mohammed, the time came for the Q&A, but I don't have any questions to ask. Just want to say I really love both of you guys and would appreciate it a lot if you include this in the video for even a second. That's it.
Just stop. Dude. Great. They can't get in the video if they don't have a question, dude.
My bad.
I mean, thank you very much, Mohammed. I appreciate it. It's just in the future, just add a question mark, and then that would qualify.
It would, yeah. And then I wouldn't get in trouble. Now the shareholders and...
Like, love you, question mark?
And then
yeah, that would work.
And then also, I just found out I lost probably a lot of money on Gigabyte.
I mean...
This day sucks.
It was pretty bad, yeah.
Dotto, like, made a shit ton of
money.
I made
money out the ass, dude.
Can you cover dinner, at least?
No, because I already reinvested into something
else. Toasty, you got dinner?
Type shit.
Hey, Toasty got us. So was that all the questions? Have we read through every question? Oh, we're done.
Yeah, you were making a whole big fuss, and
we're fucking time. Like what, 3 hours into the Q&A podcast?
It's an hour and 9 minutes.
Counting or not counting, Nano's piss break.
Then we're only like an hour in. Because we have to take away minutes.
Pretty good time. I mean, you know, we did a good job.
That's that's why I didn't really get what he was going on about.
Seriously, though, do you have anything to add about the economical state of the USA?
I mean, I think shit sucks right now. Yeah.
What's your number one? What's your biggest hoper moment? And what's your biggest doomer moment? Economics.
I mean, so you know, I was very fortunate enough to get a house. If you guys have watched me for a long time, I bought a house in 2020. We moved in 2020. And while it's super great that, like, obviously I have some equity now in said house, and, like, obviously I still pay a mortgage. I don't own all of it. But, like, even if we wanted to move, which we've talked about, to get the exact same home in the same area that we live in because of where rates are at and because of where prices are at, I could move into the exact same house. I mean, the exact same house. And I would literally, my payment would go up by probably like thousands of dollars because of the interest rate and stuff.
Yeah, it sucks. This is why I think home equity is a scam, bro. Like, unironically, like whenever your home goes up in value, it's like, damn. But did you really make any money though? Because you have to leave. You have to leave your home to get that money.
Yeah. And then you have to spend it to go somewhere else.
On another house, which has also gone up.
Yeah.
Because your house went up.
Yes.
Congratulations, right? Like the only way it ever makes sense is if you're moving states, like you're moving out of the situation,
or you're fortunate enough to be able to maybe like downgrade. So you're going from having a payment to having no payment, basically.
Like one day when your kids grow up and they leave.
Yeah, we don't need the house. We don't need the house as much.
But guess what? Your kids, they're really like looking around like, damn, I can't really get a house worth shit right now.
Yeah, that's the thing too. Just like looking at what, you know, me and Brianna bought a house in 2014. We built a house, built with quotations, because it like we didn't have like the construction loan or anything. It was just it was a builder building homes, and we talked to him before he was going to build like on the plot that we ended up buying, and we got to like semi design it, right? Like it was still going to be mostly a like samey house plan, but we got to like modify it a little bit. And so he handled the loan, and we took it all from him. You know, when we closed, we have to deal with, you know, paying subs and having to pay on like construction on the entire time, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we were really lucky, and a lot of people were telling us not to do that, but like, again, unk status, I guess. But like, it was under $100 per square foot. I mean, and rates were like nothing, 2.5% or something. Like our mortgage, like. I mean, I'll give you an example. Like our apartment was $800, and a move into a house is basically like $900 or something. So I was like, why would we not do this? And like, that's just not something you could even do now. like everything's just gotten so expensive. It sucks.
Yeah, no, I don't really see the point of like home prices. My uneducated take would just be to ban people from businesses. Like you shouldn't be able to own that many homes. Maybe three. Maybe three is the max. Now, am I saying that because I'm under? Maybe. Is that an uneducated thing to say? Yes, I don't have any education. But like companies that buy up residential houses, that just doesn't, that seems like a game exploit.
That's an
uneducated take, fully and fairly.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say it. Like, I understand it completely. Either.
I don't know. I've bought homes. Yes. I still don't. If I had to go through that process alone, I wouldn't know what the fuck to do. Like, genuinely, like buying a house. I don't know what I'm signing. I don't know what the fuck is all like, going
what do you
on.
Mean? What do you mean? I don't think it's not really that complicated, is it?
Just like paperwork and shit. Like, I barely know what I'm doing.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's where the closing fees, right? That's you get a closer, a title.
Yeah, exactly. But like, I'm saying if I had to go through it alone, zero clue.
You would never go through it alone, right?
The
title company has to be there.
I know. But I'm saying, like, I don't know all these rules. Like, I show up, there's other people in the room, and you sign some papers. That's how uneducated I am on that, despite going through.
Notice how Dada said homes, by the way.
I've bought more than one home.
He's bought more than one home. He is the landlord that we all should be taking down.
It's true. I do rent the place.
Although, there's some...
It's not too random. It's to, you know, like, you know, you know, you know, it is, you know, it is.
Damn. Why are you so up in the air with this?
Well, because I don't want to bring up my... Because people are going to judge me if they know that I have three Playboy bunnies living in my other house.
Dude. Oh.
Like, if they find that out, I'm just not going to be relatable. And, like, Sydney Sweeney's going to stop coming. And, I mean, Margot Robbie, dude, she has a lot of big roles coming up. She needs that spot to practice her acting. And they're not all women, too, Nano. Sean Schemmel goes there to practice his voiceover work for Moro. I'll say it. All right, he's not going to say it. But that's what that house is for.
Don't forget David Corden Sweat. He'd be in there too.
He's not allowed.
Oh, he's not allowed?
because I've seen what he did on that set, and he's not allowed. I don't trust that. Sean's
wait, can,
cool,
wait, can Henry come over?
Henry's cool. Yeah, he can come over. He's balding.
Have you seen Jesus Christ? Have you seen the shots of him in Highlander?
No, I mean, yeah, but it's not the. Again, he's a cool guy, bro. Like he's not gonna Corden Sweat me, bro. Like he's not gonna. I mean, based. He was really grabbing ass in that movie.
Dude, man, I hear some music, you guys. I hear some music. We'll see you guys in the next one. Bye!